Rush, you kidding me? Did you do that exactly at 6 o'clock? That is amazing. Congratulations, Rush.
You're welcome.
You finally, shut up. I am doing a show here, Rush. Shut your mouth.
Okay.
No, thank God. Rush. No, thank you so much to Rush for a very great Around the Town Sounds honoring Doyle Bramhall. I wish I cared about stuff as much as Rush does. It was very nice. You were listening to, let's do this. Boop. You're going to listen to me play stuff. Yeah. Because that's a slow lead in on the song that I'm playing. The time is 6 o'clock. You were listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin. I already thanked Rush, yeah. Mascot Wedding Show is coming up next, right? Max on assignment. So we got a very special guest in studio. What else am I forgetting? I don't know. I really should have started this song earlier. It's a very long lead-in. You know what? I'm just going to play it out. That's fine. Because Max's not here to yell at me. I can do what I want. This is my show. We're doing prank calls today. I can have a weather babe come in to talk about traffic while I make fun of her cans or something. Off to a great start. Mascot Wedding Show starts now. The time is 6:07 at the p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at koop.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta, and this is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, you may. The phone number is 512-472-5667, 472-KOOP. Or you could also hit us up on Twitter, at Mascot Wedding. We just heard Irving from their EP, I Hope You're Feeling Better. That was The Curious Thing About Leather. Very long song. But you know what? I can do it. I got the house to myself today. Mac Blake is on assignment. But I will not be doing this alone because, as we have discovered in the past, no one wants to hear either Mac or myself do a show solo. It is one of the saddest things in the world.
Damn straight.
Hey, come on. Haven't even introed you yet. I might take 10 more minutes. What did I just say?
Fine.
No. I've enlisted some help to help me out. You know him as a member of Stag Comedy, Austin's hottest sketch comedy troupe. You know him as the drummer for Expensive Shirt. I call it that because I can't use its vulgar potty name.
I forget that you call it that on here. I love that.
I have to.
I know.
I'm not gonna use that toilet talk.
Well, duh. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Humans back on the show.
Yay!
Thank you very much for being here, Dave.
Well, of course, my pleasure.
Yes. How are you enjoying your Saturday afternoon evening?
I'm enjoying it.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's nice out.
It is very nice out. As Mac and I discussed last week on the show. Ever since Fallback, we're doing night shows now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this delightful sort of late afternoon julep that cleanses your palate.
It is a julep.
No, but it's a night show now.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's sort of like that that 5 o'clock shot that you do when you get off work and you go to the bees. That's what I call Applebee's.
Oh. Okay.
You go to the bees.
Uh-huh, the bees, yeah.
And you light up a shot of Tuaca.
Uh-huh. And enjoy a nice skillet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a skilly. Split a skilly with some friendzos.
Just watch out for those Delta Bravos. Stay away from them.
You know what? Okay. As you were mentioning before the show, to let the listeners in, that is a term that you heard on the Jim Rome radio show, which is sports talk.
Uh-huh. It's code.
And what is it code for?
Am I allowed to say it?
You can say it once.
I don't want to say it. You say it.
A douchebag.
Oh, you're okay.
I know. That's right. Look, we earned it. All right.
We earned it.
We can do what we want on the show. We're playing with house money right now. It's silly.
Yes.
That one, that a man in his 40s on a radio talk show came up with the term Delta Bravos to describe those types of people.
Mm-hmm.
I will use that term, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's part of our lexicon now.
I don't know now. I don't know if it's like...
The thing was, when I heard him use it, he used it a lot. Like, he just, like, really wanted to talk about some Delta Bravos.
Oh, of course.
In depth.
That's what he does.
With long pauses between his words.
Ugh.
That's how he talks.
Hold on. Can we do my Jim Rome impression real quick?
Oh, you have one?
Yes.
All right. All right. Oh, here we go. Props.
I'm a prop radio comic. All right, here's my Jim Rome impression. That was a solid interview with AJ Hawk. Solid guy. Got an email. I'm not reading this. Next.
And scene.
Yay! Yay. I put those pauses in for effect.
Brilliant.
It was terrible radio for this show,
mm-hmm.
but he gets millions of listeners. Dave Heumann, speaking of sports talk,
uh-huh.
break up the old subject board today.
Subject board.
Yeah. I got stuff we could talk about.
All right, sure. Bring it on.
The thing that's... two things. My day is going well. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Kind of a rookie at this, Dave. Supposed to support me. It's a good day, as you said.
Yeah, you were in rough shape when I saw you earlier this afternoon.
I a little gray in the liver.
Did you have some pluckers? Did that help?
No, I didn't. I went and got some tacos,
mm-hmm.
and then right before the show, I got to the studio, went across the street to the convenience store, got some Gatorade.
Sure.
Which I hadn't done that in years.
For the hangover.
Right,
okay,
exactly.
I see, yeah.
Because that was...
Wait. What flavor?
Fruit punch.
Okay.
And it was the second phase of the Gatorade.
Oh, okay, that's very important.
Of the three-tier Gatorade system.
Second phase. Wait, that's wrong.
What?
You need the third phase, because that's the post. It's supposed to, like, replenish you. The second phase is when you're, like, while you're working out or playing sports.
What's going to happen now?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
This is a science experiment.
Is the candy man going to show up? All I know is I was not going to drink that pouch. That pouch looks stupid. That first level that mm-hmm. they have.
Oh, you didn't get the pouch?
No.
Mm-hmm.
If I ever see anybody not at the height of athleticism drinking from the Gatorade pouch, I'll punch him in the face.
I've seen people do the pouch.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
In what context?
At softball.
Oh, well, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they're going to... There's all kinds of great things you could do with softball.
Got a pregame with my pouch of Gatorade.
Choose a big league chew.
Mm-hmm. Not a sugar pouch.
No.
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 No, we're not going there.
Not a sugar pouch.
No.
How dare you? I was in rough shape. Had a fun little night last night. Partied.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have not done in a while also.
Really?
I don't go out anymore. Like, I really don't.
You used to party.
I used to be like that Toby Keith song. I was the proverbial red solo cup
mm-hmm.
of our friends.
Are we going to play that today?
I can. Here's the thing. We haven't talked about that on the show.
Oh, goodness.
We haven't talked about how dumb. let me backtrack.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if it's dumb. I just know it's not for me.
Okay.
Because there's apparently like a subgenre of modern country music that is just like jokey songs.
Sure.
Like Brad Paisley has made a career.
Just drinking good time songs.
No, less than that.
Oh, less than that.
Like there's a level, there's like a basement to that building.
Like I'm just going to have a nice sandwich and chill.
Yes, exactly.
Country songs.
Yeah, like sort of, you know, I'm a big dumb goofball, but this is a goofy song for my big dumb goofball Sunday. I'm going to pick my toes. Like that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Toby Keith's Red Solo Cup. I don't think I can play it. Doesn't it have swears in it?
I don't know.
I think he says the S word.
Does he?
I think he might.
Solo?
Yes.
Okay.
And we can't do brands.
Oh, well. Derp.
Red inanimate object. Yeah, so there's a song called Red Solo Cup that Toby Keith put out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about, it's his ode to the plastic cups that we use at parties.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's all it took to be inspired to write a song.
I feel so sorry for the Blue Solo Cups.
Oh.
Where's their song?
Seriously.
Or is that a ballad maybe later on the album?
Wait for Cletus T. Judd. He'll write that.
Blue Solo Cup.
It's just for like funerals. And like when somebody dies on the oil rig. We lost Cutter.
My horse died. Blue well, Solo Cup.
No, not blueberry. Gotta drink out of the Blue Solo Cups.
Old Blue.
What are we talking about? Yeah, partying.
Partying. Yeah, you used to party.
I used to party all the time.
Oh, my God.
Now, I think it's because I don't have a car.
Mm.
Because, actually, tonight, I am faced with a couple of invites to friends gatherings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Because
by the time I get out of this show, I hop on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm home by 8:15.
Mm.
You got to take the old pants off.
Sure.
Got to debrief.
Oh, boy.
Not that way. See, I feel like those two sentences together painted a very troubling picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're all thinking about you pantsless.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Sans pants.
Mm-hmm.
Prancing, if I may.
Sure.
Traipsing. Yeah, so by the time I'm like decompressed and ready and, you know, then I get a shower and mount up, that sort of thing, get ready, get psyched. It's about 10 o'clock. Which isn't bad.
No, no.
That's if I was 25, that would be a great time.
Sure.
To be, but then I got to hop on another bus right. Or catch a cab or a car to go. And then I just can't. I don't.
It's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
If I had a car.
You should get a car.
Thinking about it. I'm leaning to. It'll be 2 years this coming March.
It's been, I guess.
It's been a really long time.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a nice little, I think a nice anniversary present to myself would be to completely sever the ties of that marriage. And just go, hey, this was a really nice period of my life. Let's forget this ever happened and get a car. Yeah, and you know, I miss...
Ooh, get a donk.
A donk.
Mm-hmm.
I figured out what the donk that I saw. It's Trolley.
Trolley.
It's a candy brand. They make like the Sour Patch Kids and
right.
stuff.
Is there an umlaut over the O or something?
Is there?
I don't know.
I think I want to say there is.
Mm.
It feels like that.
I want a Toblerone donk, or just a Toblerone. That sounds good.
You know what? As soon as you said Toblerone, I was like, man, that does sound really good. I'm a soft touch today. Here's the plan. Here's the plan. Do the radio show. Completely mail it in. Get on the bus. Go home. Get myself a big thing of ice cream. Maybe a candy bar to dunk in that ice cream.
Ooh.
Call it a night. This is me 2011. I hope my kids never hear this.
What happened to you?
Got fat.
You used to party.
I used to party all the time. I don't know. I might just like... I think I might need to... Okay. Full disclosure, I turned 32. Next month.
Oh, wow.
Maybe that month, like, you know, 30 days forward leading up to my birthday, party-sember.
Party-sember.
Yeah, just really just do it. Like, I don't, like, sleep at my desk at work kind of partying.
Sure.
Like, actually, that's funny.
Yes, Jimmy?
No. No. I was thinking about Thursday we had a potluck. At my at International Tomato, where I work, very lovely potluck.
Sure,
you know, people bring. You know what a potluck is?
Oh yeah, the casseroles.
Yeah, casseroles and crayons.
Crayons.
Crayon everything's.
Oh, crayon everything. Oh,
yeah.
Crayon blank. Sure.
Thank you. Yes, sure. You get it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And very lovely. Had a good time, but then afterwards, I had the itch to drink, like at work.
Sure.
Which I have not done since my early 20s.
Oh, wow.
Since I had a period in my life that I'm not terribly proud of, where I had a flask at my desk.
Right.
And I would just empty it every day while I was at work.
That was the best toy store.
Never did get those children adopted, though.
Nope.
I feel like I didn't do my job well. Well, that was a fun discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. Dave Humans, we are going to talk sports today.
All right.
And I apologize to the listeners in advance because I know the Venn diagram of co-op listeners to sports fans leaves a very thin sliver in the middle.
Oh yeah,
and that is covered by soccer. And that I know. Well, look, I'm not gonna badmouth soccer. I like it fine. It's nice.
You're not gonna badmouth soccer.
I'm not. I'm beyond that.
You made a video of badmouthing soccer.
No, hold on. I didn't say okay. All right, maybe I did. Uh-huh. I made a lot of money off the World Cup, so I can't badmouth soccer. Let me put it that way.
All right.
But we are going to talk sports because the big news for me this week is that my beloved Houston Astros are moving to the American League.
No.
Dave Humans, how do you feel about that?
I don't really care.
Oh, okay. Well, let's take a break. Now, and that's the thing. I mean, again, there are two camps to this story. There are the people who couldn't care less because baseball is baseball, whatever. Yeah. Nobody. Oh, except all those diehard Rangers fans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Austin, Rangers Central. That ticked me off so much. And then there are the people, especially if you happen to read Houston Astros fan blogs.
Oh, they have those?
Yes, message boards. Mm. If you read those, there are a lot of people saying, that's it. I'm never going to be an Astros fan again.
Why? Because... you can't watch them lose to the Cardinals all the time?
Hey, come on. Really? Really going to do this to me? You're a guest in my home. But yes, actually, that's true. That's very, very true. No, they contend that American League Baseball isn't baseball. DH sucks and whatever.
Sure.
And they just have so many problems with it. And plus, moving to the American League West, they play the Rangers, which, you know, is... apparently a new rivalry, like...
kind of has to be now.
Those are the best rivalries, the kind that just get made up that year. Like, oh, I guess this is a thing now. We're in it. But in addition to the Rangers, it is the Anaheim Angels, the Oakland A's, and the Seattle Mariners.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
My apologies. Mm-hmm. My apologies to the...
L-A-A-A of A.
La. Does Brent Musburger own that team? I made myself really laugh on that one. So with the exception of the Rangers, those other three teams are West Coast teams.
Yeah.
Which means 9 p.m. start times for a lot of the games.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't mind. I actually prefer it because I have my routine, which I will go over again.
Yes, with the decompressing and the pantsless.
Get home from a long day at work, I get home and decompress and take a nap and I eat some ravioli and then I do some work. I do some side work, you know, that sort of thing, other projects. By the time I'm done with all this, it's like 10 o'clock at night. What better way to relax than to watch the last six innings of my hometown team?
Yeah. All right, fine.
Love this idea. I love the idea of them moving to the West Coast.
No, you're for it.
I'm not a huge fan of the idea of moving to the American League.
You're trying to look at the positives.
I absolutely. Because here's what it boils down to.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't change anything. Baseball is still baseball. The Astros are still the Astros. They're going to play and they're going to lose or they're going to win. It's just
changes their schedule.
It just changes their schedule.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's the equivalent of a kid moving to a new school and having to make all new friends. That's all it is.
Sure.
Because here's the thing, like, the Astros have been in the National League Central.
Yes.
For 20 years. Not that, in the grand scheme of things, it's not that big a deal.
No.
Before that, they weren't even rivals with the Cubs and Cardinals. It took those 20 years to form that rivalry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's fun. We used to be rivals with the Dodgers and Giants. Now who cares?
Right.
But, so it's just a matter of time. Go to the American League, nobody's going to give a rip. If I may be so vulgar, no one's going to give a rip.
No rips will be given.
None whatsoever. Yeah, I don't care, ultimately. But it's funny to me that people do care to the point where they will lose their allegiance to this thing that they supposedly love because it doesn't fit what they want, what they like out of it.
It's just, you know, sports, sports fans, they're so... they just want to cling to tradition so badly just because it's, you know, safe and what they know. It's like when, you know, people are saying, you know, they're not going to stop. They're not going to watch the NBA anymore because of the lockout. And it's going to be gone for the whole season, you know. And it's just talk. It's just complaining to complain because, man, I'm unhappy about this.
Why do you? You are an NBA fan.
Yeah.
You are a, if I may, San Antonio Spurs fan.
Yes.
If secret's
out, yes.
Pull back the curtains. How do you feel about the lockout? Since this is going on into the regular season now, and games have been guaranteed to be canceled until December.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm not that surprised.
Mm-hmm.
I'm annoyed. I'm not super angry about it because, I mean, I'm an NBA fan, but I'm not a huge diehard one.
Right.
Like, it'll be back. It's going to probably take a year off, and it's awful.
Do you think it'll take the entire – do you think it'll cancel the year?
Yeah. Yeah, because now that they're decertifying, that whole process is going to take like a couple months or whatever.
Okay, you can help me out on this one. I am unclear as to what decertification means for the whole situation.
I don't know specifically either. I just know that they're disbanding the union. Mm-hmm. It's somehow gives the players more leverage, I think.
I think it does.
Like, because supposedly if they had done this months ago, this would have helped. Because, I mean, that's what the NFL did.
Right.
The NFL players did, and that helped them get it. So, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just...
It's just so dull to talk about.
It is, but it's also... It's fascinating to me that... Well, it's fascinating to me that sports have become such a business, are so transparent that they're a business.
Yeah,
like there's no illusion to it anymore.
Yeah, no, it's the same thing with college football and all the realignment.
Absolutely,
it's all done for money.
Yeah,
like the Big East going after Boise State.
Yes, man, talk about travel with headaches. Like, Boise, Idaho has to go play Rutgers.
So when are we going? What year are we going to go to West Virginia to go watch the Texas play them?
Whenever you want, man. I'm there. You kidding me? A West Virginia roadie?
Have you been to West Virginia?
No, I have not.
I have.
I would have to pick out the perfect couch to bring with me.
Yes.
to set on fire.
Bring your finest couch.
I wonder. Okay, that is a stereotype and a fun little joke that people have about West Virginia.
They had to make a law about it.
That's the thing. Like,
they had to make a law.
Don't burn couches.
There's a don't burn couches law.
It makes me wonder what people say about Texas. Like, what is the most, pardon the pun, inflammatory thing that people can say about us? Like, oh, don't go to Texas.
Death penalty.
But that's like a serious thing. That's not fun. That's not like burn your
it's
couch.
It's like couch burning fun.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Right. Seriously, though, how many couches do they have to burn before the people start going, maybe we should make a law?
You know what? I think it's high profile. I think they're burning them at the right times. I really think it's quality, not quantity, when they're burning couches.
Because they burn them no matter, you know, win or lose.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
it's, anyway.
No, not anyway. Let's not gloss over the fact that they burn... That is a part of... They should just be West Virginia, the couch-burning state.
Mm-hmm.
They should... Here's what we're going to do. Okay, folks. We haven't done a... I don't think we've ever done a contest in a while. Or ever.
Okay.
This is going to be long-term. This isn't going to involve you. So you can take a breather on this one. I want...
Let me decompress.
Keep your pants on, please. I want to do a contest for the Mascot Wedding Show. Where an art contest, I want people to design a new state flag for West Virginia using the imagery of burning couches. I want a flag and a motto.
I'm pretty sure if we Google this right now, this already exists.
No. I don't want to do that. I don't want to ruin this magic moment, this spark of creativity. This is my Greg Kinnear moment when he invented windshield wipers.
He did that?
Yeah, that's what I had my understanding.
Oh.
According to that movie. That's what that movie was about, wasn't it?
What movie?
Spark of Genius? It came out a couple... It was like, man, there's nothing sadder than Oscar bait that fails. But it was like... It was Oscar bait from a couple years ago, and he played the guy who invented windshield wipers. Right?
I don't know.
Oh, man. If only there was a way. If only there was some sort of movie database to figure this thing out. Sorry, I'm going to look for a song. I have to go off the iPod today, which is its own brand of hell. Because normally I make a nice little CD to play music but I didn't do it this time. 472-5667 is the number, by the way, if you want to call in and chime in on any of this delightful talk. We're talking about Astros and pants. Did I finish my Astros discussion?
Couch burning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yeah. There. We'll make that a side topic. What is the thing that people say about Texas? What is the silliest thing that people say about Texas? And let's throw all the like cows and horses thing and the steers and that phrase.
Sure.
Let's throw all that out. I want something new. I want something fresh. I want like a CC's Pizza kind of topic. It was the freshest thing I could think of at the time.
I don't understand how your brain works sometimes.
It's not. It's clearly not. I'm on couch sleep right now.
Fresh. What's fresh? What's fresh? CC's.
You there, Will Smith. Think of something fresh. Snuggle Bear, come here. Tell me about the CC's pizza. I can take a break. Let's take a break. All right. Boop. Oh, this is so unwieldy. All right. We're doing some Bobby Womack across 110th Street. Yes? Yes. More Moscow Wedding Show after this. And we're back with more Moscow Wedding Show. My name is David Hatta, and sitting in for Mac Blake is...
Dave Humans!
Yes! That's right.
Pants are off.
Don't sell them dreams that they can't achieve.
Pants are off.
Pants on the ground, right?
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
You ruined it.
Captured the imagination of the world.
It did.
Last year. Why is that? Why does that upset people when stuff from, like, last year comes up?
Because we're sick of it.
I guess so. Ugh. Short attention span. We just heard Bobby Womack. The title cut off the soundtrack to the movie Across 110th Street. That was Across 110th Street. Also the opening song to Jackie Brown, which is why I hate playing it. But it's too good of a song. I don't want to put money in that guy's pockets so he could buy weird feet videos.
You know he makes his own.
Like, well, he's an auteur.
Mm-hmm.
I won't name names, but a friend of ours. Oh, were you there for that conversation? A friend of ours did not know that Quentin Tarantino had a foot fetish.
Well, that's understandable.
It was a friend of ours who should have known that, though. Okay. It was a friend by the name of Andrew Rosas.
Oh, what, really?
See, yes, see? Isn't that surprising that he wouldn't know that? Yeah.
Wow.
And this is for the audience, too. Quentin Tarantino has a massive foot fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to not knowing that, and then knowing that, and then going back to watch his old movies.
It's awful.
It's like rewatching The Sixth Sense after you know.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
This is out there the whole time.
Totally don't remember the scene from Reservoir Dogs where all they're just changing socks, but there it is.
Oh, I wonder if his foot fetish goes both ways.
How so?
I wonder if he likes men feet.
Ugh. I don't know.
What, you think there was a deleted scene in Reservoir Dogs where Michael Madsen's cracking his little toe knuckles?
Hey, little piggy.
I hate that we're talking about this right now.
Yeah, well, you brought it up.
I know, that's my fault. Hey, let's talk about something else, Dave.
Sure.
Let's talk about television.
I love TV.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Do you love Tim Allen's new show? Last Man Standing, the runaway hit on ABC Tuesday nights.
Is it a hit?
Yes, it is.
Is it doing well?
It's very much a hit.
Mm. Mm. That's depressing.
Have you seen it yet? Did you watch it?
Yeah, like I watched like 15 minutes of it the other day.
It was your homework. I wanted you to watch an entire episode today.
Mm. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I'll walk you through it.
Okay.
So for those who don't know, Tim Allen has a new show. He is back on television, back by popular demand. A new show on... Here's the thing. You're going to completely derail my setup for this. And not in a bad way. Here's why. Okay, you can stop doing that now.
Sorry.
No. It's totally fine. Because his initial show, or his original show that made him a star, was Home Improvement. I'm going to go on so many tangents. But here's the thing about that grunt. Because that was from his stand-up. That was...
Yeah.
But the premise of the stand-up... was that men are pigs.
Right.
But he made that noise. That always bothered me. Because that's really more of like a monkey grunt, yes?
Oh, really? Semantic argument about grunts?
No, but like... why make your thesis statement, men are pigs, if you're not going to make a pig noise? Considering everyone already makes the connection in their mind that men are primates,
mm-hmm.
especially with the grunting and the tools and, you know,
mm-hmm.
it just makes so much more sense.
You should ask him.
I will. On the phone right now, calling in from Detroit, Michigan. Oh, hello, Mr. Allen. I understand. I understand you're upset. I can do this for the rest of the show. Anyway.
Wilson. All right.
So that was a weird noise.
Yeah.
So his new show is Last Man Standing. Instead of being like Home Improvement, where he was a Tim the Toolman Taylor, mm-hmm. and he was raising three rambunctious boys.
Mm-hmm. Had a TV show.
He had a TV show and a wife who was just cracking the whip.
Tim!
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Patricia Richardson impression. Does it bother you that I know the names of people like that?
It does. It always does. So yeah, what's the premise of the new one?
The premise of this one is he's like the second in command at a chain of Cabela's type outdoor stores.
Ooh.
And he's raising three daughters.
No.
Here's the twist though.
Mm-hmm.
One of those daughters has already had a kid. She's a single mom. So he's like a granddad and he's just trying to be a dad. What? But I wish we had like a video stream so people could have seen that.
That's the show?
That's the show.
That's the show.
That's the show. But instead of being this, because Home Improvement was sort of about how he was a screw up. You know, he couldn't do the tool show right, couldn't do his marriage right, couldn't raise the kids right.
That's why he always had to go to Wilson to tell him what to do.
That's right, yeah.
And then he would come back to his wife and say, Wilson told me this, but I'm going to muffle it up and make it funny, and then you're going to laugh because I'm adorable. And scene.
I completely forgot that part of it
mm-hmm.
where he would like completely telephone the.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, every episode.
Millionaire many times over because of that show. But instead of being sort of.
Well, then Wild Hogs.
Man. Is there. Okay, Tom Sharpling has talked about this on his radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Are there actual fans of Tim Allen?
Mm hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
There are people who like, oh, that new Tim Allen project's coming out. Mm-hmm.
They're called heads.
That noise you heard in the background was me banging on the console because I hated that. No, Last Man Standing, it's different from Home Improvement in that he's had enough. He's had enough of political correctness
mm-hmm.
and touchy-feely,
mm-hmm.
which is a new term, or it's an old term.
Right.
But that is a term that will immediately turn me off of any conversation I'm having.
Mm-hmm.
If someone equates like sensitivity or equates human kindness with being touchy-feely,
right.
drives me up the wall. For future reference, stow that away.
David Hall to pet peeves.
What's my beef? So he's sort of like, I'm sick of all these like, you know, emasculated men. We need to make, you know, bring men back or whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, he's raising these daughters, and in this very ham-fisted, hit-you-over-the-head kind of way, he's like, hey, maybe I'm kind of backwards on this thing. Because there was one episode, and yes, I have been watching multiple episodes of this, much to my chagrin. I am a grown man with stuff to do, and I'm wasting my time. I could be reading the Daryl Hammond book right now, but I'm watching Last Man Standing.
I could be reading about cutting.
I can't wait to read that book.
Oof.
That should be our homework.
It scares me.
Are you going to read it?
I might.
You should read it. If I read it in loan, will you read it?
I'm fine.
Will you write a report on it? A good one this time. Fair enough.
All right.
There was an episode where, like I said, he works in a sporting goods store.
Okay.
And his boss, played by...
I don't know.
Oh, and Mr. Hector Elizondo.
Oh, yeah. I saw him in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Who is... Look, let's face facts here. He was never a great actor.
Hey, man. He was in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
You had that cocked and loaded.
Oh, yeah.
You did not even wait for me on that one.
And Leviathan.
He was a Leviathan?
Mm-hmm.
Was that any good?
No.
I don't remember. See, I don't remember. I keep getting it confused with Event Horizon.
And Deep Star 6.
Oh, wow. That one stunk on ice.
Another one, yeah.
All right, I'm off track.
Yeah, right. Back to Tim Allen.
Back to this great Tim Allen show that we spent 8 minutes talking about already. So in one episode, runs this store, and Hector Elizondo decides, hey, we need to move some of these snowmobiles. I've got a way to move some snowmobiles. Let's hire bikini-clad babes to come on in and sit on the snowmobiles. And Tim Allen's like, hey, our store is not about this. It's about selling the products, man. Like, it's about the quality of the snowmobiles.
The horsepower.
Oh, oh, oh.
There you go.
That actually felt really great. Really did.
It's fun.
It kind of is. Mm-hmm. But then they start, like, selling snowmobiles, like, selling a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, oh, okay, I guess we'll keep more bikini-clad babes around here.
Is that the episode?
That's the first act turning point.
Okay.
The second act turning point is that one of the daughters, one of the girls, the bikini-clad babes,
mm-hmm.
let's just keep calling them what they are.
Sure.
One of the BCBs recognizes him, and he's like, oh, yeah, I know your dad. Oh, my God, you're somebody's daughter. All these bikini-clad babes are somebody's daughter. Okay. We can't objectify them anymore. And that was the lesson. Like, it was just this very quick, tidy, packaged 30-minute lesson.
Yeah, that's a sitcom. That's a Disney sitcom. Yeah.
That is a Disney sitcom.
Yeah.
Yes. And it drove me up the wall. Mm. Like, but this was, did we have to have an episode written about it? Do we have to have, like, are we here where he's like, hey, guys, we need to write an episode. He's talking to the writer's room now.
Mm-hmm.
We need to write an episode about how women are somebody's daughters, too. I heard this great song on the radio on the way here, written by one Mr. John Mayer. And it reminded me, hey, guys, these women are daughters.
It's totally true.
Yeah, it just stinks.
Mm-hmm. No, I told this to you last night, but the part that I saw from the episode I watched was they were in the his old nuclear war bunker.
Yes, that's right.
Like in the basement, mm-hmm. and like they were just looking around, and he was reminiscing about, oh, I miss the 80s. I miss the Cold War back when we were afraid of Russians.
The Ruskies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of his daughters like finds like one of his baby pictures
mm-hmm.
where he's completely naked.
Yeah.
And they're not freaked out about it at all. They're just like, oh, yeah.
No.
That's his penis.
Yeah, exactly. And that should be one of those, I don't know. I feel like a lot of these types of sitcoms, or like this sitcom archetype, like the Tim Allen in this show,
mm-hmm.
longs for a bygone era, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they long for it just because they think that's the manly thing to do.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, back when we could hit our kids.
Oh, I miss those days.
Those were the days, right, guys? It's like, no, those weren't the days. Those absolutely were not. But yeah, I think that's the man thing to do, is to want to turn back the clock.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this reminds me. Speaking of TV,
yes.
Let me change the subject.
Oh, of course.
Were you a fan of Community?
Huh. I watch it,
mm-hmm.
I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Some episodes I. On the whole, it drives me nuts. Let me just say that. That's my base argument here.
Uh-huh.
But there are some episodes that are very funny, and there are some moments that are very funny.
Right.
But I can talk another hour about Community.
Sure.
But why are you asking?
Just because, well, I mean, it appears to be on the way out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen lots of episodes, but I've never like just really gotten into it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I mean, I want to give it a chance. I mean, but I don't know. Looks like it's just going to be on Netflix for me, I guess.
No, and that's fine. I encourage you specifically, I'm not talking to the radio audience out there. I encourage you to watch it and let me know what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have had this conversation with several of our friends whose mm-hmm. opinions I respect. And sometimes they agree with me, sometimes they don't. But what drives me nuts about that show is that, A, it's inconsistent. Like, you can never really get a feel for the characters, or at least most of them. Some of them are clearly defined, and those are the ones that are most entertaining.
Mm.
But the rest of them, their attitudes and their outlooks and just the way they carry themselves change, it's seemingly according to the whim of that episode in particular.
Right, right.
And there are feelings that are developed and there are emotions and there are threads that will develop for the sake of that episode and then go away, but then come back again.
Mm-hmm.
It's terribly inconsistent. Another thing that drives me nuts is that a lot of the characters, a lot of the main characters in that core group, aren't terribly likable.
Right, I've heard this.
And that's fine. There is... I'm not one of those people who's like, I have to like the characters. No, of course not. I've liked plenty of awful people throughout movies and television. But they have to have... Exactly. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Tim the Tool Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Forget that Al Borland. He didn't know what he was doing. That chump. Yeah, I mean, there is a way to present an unlikable character in a, at the very least, an intriguing way.
Mm-hmm.
And this show doesn't do that. It just makes characters who are unlikable who you have to spend the entire episode with.
Right.
And that drives me up the wall. Like Chevy Chase is an example. Like, I don't know how familiar you are with the show, but he plays this sort of old millionaire,
right.
Insensitive towards women and ethnics. Why did I say ethnics?
Ethnics.
Towards minorities. Ethnics. The hell's wrong with me?
We need to build a wall on the border to keep those dang ethnics out.
Keep the ethnics out of America. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
High watermark today.
Oh, boy.
But yeah. So, you know, of course, he's, you know, on paper, the character description is that he's a lovable jerk.
Right.
But sometimes they keep their foot on the gas so much that he drives completely past lovable and just hangs out in jerk territory. And you have to, like, why is he a part of this group? Like, every episode you have to ask yourself, why don't they just kick this guy out? They're not in prison. They're not, like, chained at the ankles to this guy breaking rocks. No, it's a study group. Why are you hanging out with them?
Hmm.
Bonkers. Drives me bonkers.
Well, I look forward to watching it.
Please do. Yes. It's fascinating. I have not taken it off my DVR. Like, and I've done that with several shows in the past where I just give up on them.
Baggage.
Never.
Okay, good.
Never. I never give up on Baggage.
Good.
How dare you? I think there was talk of a New Year's Eve Baggage-a-thon.
Oh, boy.
I'm not completely on board with it, but we will see where it goes.
What about that new spinoff show of Baggage?
What?
Is that still going on? Like the...
Oh!
You know what I'm talking about?
I think that was just a one-off, because I haven't seen it again. For those who don't know...
I never saw it.
Oh, you didn't? I thought I showed it to you.
Mm-mm.
It's something else. I wish they would make another series of it. What the spinoff of Baggage was that they would follow people, like they would go beyond the game show and follow them on their first dates.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the first dates happen. And they only did one pilot episode. And it was with this, this sort of middle-aged couple. And this guy was very wealthy. So wealthy, in fact, that he owned a tiger. And like... Because like he also owned like 10 pit bulls. And that's fine. Like,
okay.
I know there's... I don't know how to feel about pit bulls. I'm just afraid of dogs in general. But I know they could be very sweet, depending on their owner and depending on their upbringing. So I'm not going to be like, pit bulls are stupid. But a tiger, like this was kept in a box about the size of this studio.
Oh, boy.
This is a tiger, David Humans. This is a wild animal that belongs in the wild.
Yeah.
Why is this a first date thing? First of all, save that for the fourth date.
Really? Tigers are fourth date material?
I'd say so.
You think so?
4725667. Actually, well, my goodness, we should probably get out of here soon.
Oh, yeah.
Time flew by. We got to make way for the Clear Spot coming up at 7 o'clock, and then Strong in the Dirt at 8 o'clock. What do I need to do? Oh, let me do this real quick, and then we'll come back and we'll say our goodbyes. More Mascot Outing Show coming up in a second. That's what happens when you start to pack up early and take the bed music out. This is the tail end of the Mascot Wedding Show. My name is David Hanna, sitting in with
Dave Huber.
That's right. You're still on mic. You're still on mic. It's fine.
On mic, off pants.
Yes. That's Linda like that. Linda getting ready for the Clear Spot at 7 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and get out of the way. We're going to get out of her way, right? What am I doing here? Yeah, we'll do that. Dave, thanks for being on the show, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the hour flew by. I had so much more to talk about. Mm-hmm. We didn't get to talk about Green Day.
Oh, really? You wanted to talk about Green Day?
I wanted to gauge your response to it.
To what?
To just...
That they're in touring still? Or?
Well, no. The fact that they had a secret show and that this town split in two. There were the people who were like, Green Day sucks. Who cares? And the people who went nuts for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people in both camps that surprised me that they were in those camps.
Right.
I don't know. I could have talked about it for a while.
Mm, the whole thing's dookie.
And on that bombshell. Dave, thank you so much. We'll go out with some... What the hell are we playing? Yeah, let's go out with some male bonding. I forget the name. I forget the album. But we'll be back next week. Goodbye, Austin.